And with us this afternoon is our good friend Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. And we're going to be talking about what's happening in the economy because, you know, it's really very interesting. Gold is sneaking up. The dollar is falling. Silver is up. Platinum's up. And, of course, these simply reflect the fact that not that they're becoming more valuable, it is simply that the value of the dollar to which most people's wealth is tied is gradually being eroded by the irresponsible practices of our leaders who think that they can simply buy the support of the world with artificial money. And unfortunately, they're running into problems. We're running a national debt of $3 billion a day. By that, I mean that it's costing $3 billion a day more than we have to run the government. They're actually having to borrow that money on international markets. And sooner or later, whether a bang or a whimper, this whole house of cards is going to come tumbling down. And with that, why, let's go to Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Bob, tell me what your thoughts are and what's going on.
The house is tumbling down.
But look, the stock market's doing great. I mean, isn't everything fine? How could the stock market be so good and everything be so bad?
Well, first of all, the stock market's up because the world is awash in liquidity. That liquidity is the increase of money in credit by not only the United States Federal Reserve, but also the deficit spending of the U.S. government. And the central banks in Europe are doing the same thing that the Fed is. They're increasing money and credit by over 14% per year. And they've all been doing that for the last 5 years. And so there's piles of money out there, a sea of money, and that money has to find some place to go to. And it's going into the stock markets of the world and going into derivatives, which is an interesting way and professional way to play those markets. And people are buying commodities, they're buying gold and silver, and that has to continue. Because if they do not continue to increase money and credit, then the system internationally, particularly in the United States, will come tumbling down. Now, after you talk of that, you've got to move sideways, and you have to look at the other part of the situation, which is the effect it has on the dollar. The sea of money makes dollars cheaper. And in time, what happens is that there's a breakdown in the value of the dollar. That's being helped by what you mentioned earlier, which is a $3.5 billion per day that foreigners have to invest in the United States in order to offset the balance of payments deficit. And then we had the madness of borrowing by the administration being over budget by over $600 billion, and then on top of that, all of the spending for Iraq and Afghanistan, which is not within the budgets, it's outside the budget. And so you put all that together, and you've got people who are disturbed. Now, yes, that for a time will make the stock market higher than what it should be. For a time, it made the value of homes more than they should have been. And what's going to happen is one of two things. Either the Federal Reserve lowers interest rates or keeps them the same, and the dollar breaks through 80 on the dollar index. It's about 83.5 right now. If it does that, it'll free fall about 35%. So I don't think that's a very good idea for the Fed to do that, because the American economy will go into a funk and we'll have a full-blown recession and maybe even a depression. On the other hand, if they leave interest rates the same, it'll be almost as bad. If they raise them, the economy will go down more quickly, but the dollar probably won't break 80 for a while. But no matter which way you cut it, they're trapped. They're in a box. They can't get out. They're darned if they do, and they're darned if they don't. And as a result of that, eventually...
Hold on, though. We'll be right back in just a moment with Bob Chapman.
Shelley, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro, ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Bob Chapman. And if you're really watching what's happening in the financial news, you'll find that Professor Joe Stiglitz, who has his Nobel Prize in economics, and certainly is one of the smartest economists I've run into, and I don't think he understands a conspiracy, but he understands economics, and he says, you know, that we've got, you know, within the next 12 to 24 months, if this things aren't handled properly, why, there could be a major worldwide crash, and he doesn't think they're going to handle things properly. Certainly Paul Volcker and Robert Rubin, both of whom, neither one of my favorite people, but they're smart people, and they are warning of a worldwide economic collapse. But if you watch most of the television and you watch the news, and I mean, they're not telling you what's going on, but I will tell you, if you watch the gold and silver prices, it's like the canary in the mine shaft. And when the canary dies, why, you better get out of the mine shaft. And when gold and silver start going up as they are, and it's amazing, even right after Thanksgiving, they surged upward significantly, why, something big is afoot. So you pick up the story, Bob.
Well, I think the last several weeks were an example of the Federal Reserve and other central banks, along with the U.S. Treasury, getting involved in the stock market. And we saw the market go down in gold and silver, and then we've seen it now starting to come back. In fact, gold was up $11.60 today to close a little over $6.40. And it's interesting that, as an aside to that, that the dollar is selling at a level now that it was selling at when gold was 715 in May of this year. And that tells us that either the dollar should go up in value, which I don't think is going to happen in here, or gold is going to quickly go back up to 715 from 640. So I think, you know, I've seen this happen so many times over the last 48 years that it's my professional guess that we probably will have a run back up to 715 here. And if the dollar continues under pressure, which I believe it will, and it's testing 80 on the dollar index, and as I said earlier, it's around 83.5 or 83. If it continues to do that, then you can expect that gold will go up back up to 715, and probably if the dollar tests 80, then it will probably go to 850. And so we'll be back where we were at the top of the market in 1980. And, of course, since 1980, which was 26 years ago, we have had an awful lot of inflation. And it's my calculation that it would take at least $1,700 gold to offset the effects of that inflation. And the only reason it's not up there already is because of the manipulation by central banks. But they're running out of gold. And
well, now, what about silver? Where do you think silver is going?
Well, I think with gold at 850, I think silver will trade in the 2325 area. And a lot depends on silver inventory. It depends on inflation in a big way, because that's really the vehicle that silver rides. It, to some extent, will be affected by other base metals. And because silver is not a monetary metal and hasn't been since 1969. And so it remains to be seen what the inventories are and what the speculation is and what the usage is. Silver could go over $100 an ounce, but it's a guess in as much as nobody knows what the inventories are.
Well, why can't we find out what the inventories
are? We know that they have a limited amount. And they've been selling for the last 10 years, so something's got to happen in gold.
Okay, so both gold and silver are pretty well controlled markets. But you've mentioned many times, you know, that the central banks in Europe keep dumping gold to try to keep the price down. They've had the IMF selling gold. But you also said that the Americans, you don't think that the United States has much gold left. Is that right?
No, I don't. And what proves that to me is that in the sale before last, these are covert sales, Germany said, we swap gold with the U.S. government because the U.S. government didn't have good delivery gold. But they didn't say it was with the U.S. government. I stand corrected. They said we swap with another central bank because they didn't have good delivery gold. The only central bank in the world that does not have good delivery gold is the U.S. government. And the reason for that is they melted coins in 1934, 35. And a lot of the coins were sent away to offset debt, and we've seen them come back over the years, but a lot of it was melted as well. And that's what they're selling right now, is coin melt. And when you get down into that position where you're selling sort of the garbage that's left, that's what's left. And I think they're getting close.
Well, I certainly, it sounds, has sort of an ominous sound to that. And, of course, really the stability of a society is dependent upon the stability of the currency. And, you know, as I see, you know, what's going on, and I realize that probably in a couple of years, a lot of people are going to be out of work, and we've got almost between 20 and 30 million illegal aliens in this country who believe that they're entitled to all the benefits that are here, and if they're taken away from them, if they are people, you know, planted in their community to agitate, they could get real civil unrest. But it appears that the Bush administration is making all the plans to deal with that by passing the Military Commission Act and the John Warner National Defense Appropriations Act, and, of course, giving Halliburton all the money to build detention camps. This is really a little frightening. It looks like they really are planning on having national emergencies and, you know, military rule right here in America.
Well, I think you're right. And the construction industry is going to be hit very, very hard. And it has been hit. Some of the builders have already laid off 25% of their workers. I will say that the building of commercial buildings has done reasonably well and probably will continue to do so for another year, and in some ways is taking up some of the slack. But the people who are being laid off are the least skilled and the last ones in, and the illegal alien. And so the illegal alien is going to be out on the street. And as we go further into this correction in the real estate market and in the economy, because I believe we've already started a recession, these people are going to be out of work, lots of them. And that means that there's going to be trouble because there's no way for these people to make a living. And if they go back to from whence they came, I don't think there's any work for them there as well. And so if history is any guide over the last several years, we've got 30 million people, which probably at least half are adults, so say 15 million people who are working, of which at least 30 to 50% could be out of a job. So the situation is explosive.
And I don't think most people have any sense of really what could happen if we had a major depression here in America. We had one in the 1930s, but we had a whole different world then. There was a real sense of wanting to help your neighbor. We were at that time a Christian and moral nation. Question is, are we really a Christian and moral nation today? I mean, we have still got an awful lot of good people here, but I really think that we could have some very, very real problems, much more problems than we've ever had, at least certainly in the last 70 years, going back to the time of the Great Depression.
Well,
of course, that'll be one advantage. When all those people out of work, they'll go into the military because there won't be any other jobs.
Right, and today you have a society which is certainly less religious. And it's not only here, it's a trend throughout the world. You know, in Europe, I put some statistics up the other day. In the U.S., about 20% of children are born out of wedlock. In Europe, it's 60%. I mean, that's incredible.
Sure.
And so it's a different world. And I think what's going to happen is there's going to be an awful lot of people who go bankrupt. And there's going to be a lot of civil unrest because these people have never had a bad day in their lives.
Well, you know, I'm really amazed, you know, that the spending, apparently, the first couple of days of the holiday season has really been up. All these people waiting until midnight to get into the stores to be first in line to buy. And, you know, initially, of course, the sales were up for most stores, except I noticed Walmart wasn't doing quite as well as anticipated. I don't quite understand what that means.
Well, I think it means that the buying has been in, for the most part, middle-priced clothing, electronic gear, and specialty items. The big spenders are teenage girls. And where they get the money, I don't know. Maybe they get their own credit cards, for all I know. But I can tell you this, they're not paying cash. And they're going to have an awakening after the beginning of the year.
Well, you know, the credit card makes it so easy just to go ahead and buy things, you know, and I find myself sometimes, it really don't have to have the money, it just put on a credit card, but then comes the end of the month, and you've got to pay that credit card off.
Well, either that or you pay the interest.
Right.
And that's not a very good way to go, because you just keep on accumulating debt, and it gets worse and worse and worse.
Sure.
I've been telling people over the last 6 years to pay off your credit card and revolving credit debt, see if you can get rid of the debt on your vehicles, and hope that both of you remain employed.
Well, I certainly think that it's important that people do get out of debt. I think that people understand that. I don't think these things are happening by accident. I think that people like Alan Greenspan, who laid out the foundation for the coming crash, is a very, very smart man. I think Alan Greenspan knew exactly what he's doing. But remember, order comes out of chaos, and I fear chaos lies close ahead. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Send your loved one a timeless treasure this Christmas. Get the book, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell. Set in a simpler time in rural America, when a father and son could harvest their Christmas tree without the fear of being accosted by a UN Eco-Goon squad, when a mother could prepare her family's holiday meal without worries of chemical-laden, genetically modified foods, a time when a man could travel the roads freely without paying tolls to foreign monarchies. The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, is a wonderful tale in which the adventure and the danger are real. And the joy of Christmas comes from the hearts of a small, humble family, rather than a big box department store. Written by Steve Culver, fellow patriot and GCN listener. Get your copy, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure. Available at Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com, or by calling 1-888-280-7715. That's 1-888-280-7715. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and one reason I like to read the Wall Street Journal is to see what the big boys, the people who really run America and own America, are doing, and it's amazing. I think Citibank is putting a little article there, but they're going to put about $3.5 billion, that's BBB, billion dollars into buying up a Chinese bank. And our major banks over here, Goldman Sachs and the others, are investing literally billions of dollars, you know, in the Chinese banking system. In fact, you know, if you go back and you read some of the things that Larry McDonald wrote back in the 1980s before, of course, his fateful plane trip, where his plane was shot down, and I believe everybody was taken captive. But, you know, Larry McDonald talked about how we were financing Russian communism. Now we're financing Chinese communism. And the average American isn't smart enough to understand we are intentionally building up the economy of China, and intentionally building up the economy of India, and intentionally lowering the living standards and the economic status of the people here in the United States. That doesn't make any sense, Bob. Why would anybody want to do something that stupid unintentionally?
Well, as you say, it's not unintentional, it's intentional. And they want to bring everybody together under a world government. And that's what they're after. That's why they're destroying the economies of the United States and Canada and Western Europe, because the most resistance will come from those groups, because they're among the most educated in the world, and they won't willingly accept world government. And so that's why we're being taken down economically.
Well, they're certainly doing an excellent job of it, and I think that, you know, all you don't need to see what's happening as far as General Motors and Ford and Chrysler, and they're all the American Big Three, the backbone of America's automotive industry, is simply being systematically and intentionally destroyed, and they're all moving over to China, into Mexico, into countries throughout the world. And they're moving their production facilities out, because the whole idea is everything is to be global. Our corporations are not to be American corporations, they're to be global corporations. And one day soon, the corporations will rule the world, but of course, who will rule the corporations? So, Bob, you know, what can the average person do right now to defend themselves other than to get out of debt and maybe get some gold and silver?
Well, I think getting gold and silver related assets is the most important, and I think you just have to pursue Congress and get all your friends to do so on each issue as it comes up, and we bring those issues forward each week in the International Forecaster, and get a hold of them, the people in Congress, and tell them, look, you know, we don't like that, or we do like that, and impress upon them that if they vote against such and such, that they're going to have a problem getting votes next time around, and that's really all they care about. And so that's all you can do. Beyond that, there's revolution.
Well, let's hope it never comes to that, because, of course, that would give the president the justification then for going ahead and using American troops to kill American citizens. And we'd end up just like they are over in Iraq today. That would be the thing. You've got a civil war going on in Iraq that has been intentionally created by our leaders. Our leaders aren't stupid. They're very brilliant. They knew exactly what they were doing when they destabilized and destroyed that nation. I know, disbanded the army, the police force, the civil service, and then refused to train an adequate army. And then, of course, they set up an Islamic State with the Shias in charge rather than splitting it up into three areas like it should have been. Everything they've done has been wrong. And believe me, these people are too smart to make these mistakes unintentionally. But, of course, I fear that we may well see the same thing in the United States that we're seeing over in Iraq today. And if God is just, he is going to bring retribution on this country, not even because of what the average person has done, but because the average person hasn't been involved, hasn't been concerned about this suffering we brought upon the Iraqi people and the mass slaughter over there. They're not even too concerned about the number of boys we lose over there as long as we still have things good here at home. And the idea that we're actually fighting terrorism over there so we don't have to fight it here is just as phony as can be. It's been 5 years, not a major attack in America. This whole world terrorist movement, it has been created, not that there aren't some Muslims who hate us, not that there aren't some Muslims that will kill Jews, because there are. But as far as America being threatened by this world Islamic movement, you know, it has never been a real entity until But the longer we go and the more we antagonize the Muslims, the more this antagonism and hatred for America will grow. And this is my fear, that the people who are manipulating this whole thing will accomplish their goal, and that is to create a clash of civilizations with the destruction not only of the Muslim world, but America. And Christian civilization. We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Chapman to discuss what's really going on and the story you're not going to get from Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight. The director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06, subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this afternoon is Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Bob, would you like to get your address out there so people would know how to get in touch with you?
Sure. They can get a free copy of the International Forecaster, which we publish by email and in hard copy as well, by calling 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. We also have a site on the internet, and if you'd like to visit that, that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com. We publish twice by email each week, twice a month in hard copy, and it's about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world.
Well, you know, here's the interesting thing is, of course, You know, as we see the dollar beginning to decrease in value, the average person really isn't going to feel that other than in the imported items that they buy. The trouble is that we've been buying these imported items from China and elsewhere throughout the world at such ridiculously low prices for shirts and trousers and jeans and shoes and all these things that are made over in China. And of course, we've just been living like kings for a long time. But off the slave labor of the people there in this totalitarian dictatorship, which our government and our banks and certainly our corporations are funding. And, of course, the people over there don't have any health benefits or disability benefits or medical benefits. In fact, we've got a lot more socialism here than they have in communist China today. But the average person doesn't understand that. They don't understand what this is really all about. What's going to happen as far as China is concerned if the American economy begins to slow down, since the Chinese economy is really so dependent upon selling to the United States? I'm sure we probably are their largest market that they sell into. What will happen if our market begins to slow?
Well, needless to say, the Chinese market will slow as well. And the question is, and nobody, I think, knows the answer to this, is how will all this affect not only China, but the entire world as far as imports and exports are concerned. And China is growing at a rate right now of around 10.2%, down from 10.7% last year. And they expect to grow at 9.5% in 2007, and they probably will.
Now, are you talking about gross domestic product or production?
This would be GDP, which would be just gross domestic product. And the ability of China to do business with other people is very high because they don't pay their people hardly anything. And so I think that they could get slowed down by the United States going into a deep recession. And I think that would affect the entire world, so everybody would slow down. So China could drop back to growth of 3 or 4 or 5%. But they're still going to grow. And it's just because their goods are just so competitive.
Well, they're hardworking and industrious people. And I think this is why, of course, Napoleon had said, you know, let China sleep. For when China awakens, the world will tremble. And I think that that's just what's happening today. You know, not only from their economic competition, but from their potential military might, which we're doing everything, incidentally, to build up, creating the best enemy that money could buy, so they'll be more able and more efficient in killing Americans when we come into the next confrontation. So, you know, as far as certainly what's happening as far as Europe is concerned, now is Europe beginning to slow down too as far as their economy is concerned?
Not as yet. Generally speaking, it's still growing at about 2.5% overall. But I expect this coming year it will slow down. Germany is instituting a increase in value-added taxes in order to take the debt down, and I think that's going to have a profound effect on the German economy after the beginning of the year. And Germany makes up almost half of what goes on in the EU as far as business is concerned, so it's going to affect Europe, and I expect that their growth will drop to 1 to 1.5%. At the same time, I expect that there's a good chance, if interest rates in the United States stay where they are, that growth in the United States will be 1.5-2% as well. Anything under 1% is a recession, and for the third quarter of this year in the United States, that growth rate was 1.6%. So we are in a recession in the United States already.
Our telephone number, of course, is 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you're out there and you have a question to ask Bob Chapman, who's certainly one of the more knowledgeable people we have out there, trying to understand exactly what is happening, you know, economically here in the United States and throughout the world. But, you know, if you read Bob's material on a regular basis, he simply points out that we're massively expanding the credit, not necessarily money, but credit works just like money. And everything is liquidity. I mean, everybody has money. I mean, at least the big boys all have money. The little guy, of course, is getting worse and worse off. But it seems like the rich are getting richer and benefiting from this whole system. And they're getting into the hedge funds, and they're getting into derivatives, and they're getting into all these fancy investments. But a lot of these hedge funds really are a little shaky, aren't they, Bob?
Well, some of them are conservative, and, you know, they use a little leverage. And others could be very, very shaky. I mean, I hear rumors every day of hedge funds being overextended, and many of them are using leverage of 20 and 50 to 1. And that is, you know, really taking a lot of risk. So,
but then, of course, they get derivatives. My understanding is, I remember when we started talking, the derivative market, which, of course, Warren Buffett refers to as financial weapons of mass destruction. Financial weapons of mass destruction. At that time, when we got started talking about it, the derivative market was about $200 trillion. Now it's up over, what, $370 trillion? So there's not that much money in the whole world.
Well, they make money, which brings in something that people don't understand, particularly in Wall Street, and that is that creation of these derivatives, just like the creation of the securitization of mortgages called ABSs and CDOs and things like that, which most people don't understand. But that creates credit as well beyond what the Fed creates. And so they are partially responsible for the sea of liquidity out there. And nobody, and I mean nobody, has a clue as to how much liquidity that they're creating.
And, of course, all this liquidity, really, in the long run, when this all balances out, is just going to remove the value of the currency. And so many people's investments, whether they be annuities or whether they be bank deposits or CDs or bonds, or, you know, they're all tied into the pension funds, are all tied into dollars. And, you know, how low do you think the dollar is going to go, Bob?
Well, first of all, I'd like to comment on pension funds. They should not be doing derivatives. They should not be in hedge funds. And they are. And the situation would be bad enough if the Dow dropped from 12,000 to 6,000, 50%, which is very, very doable. That would mean they lose half their money. Well, if they're in derivatives and hedge funds, they could lose a lot more than that. And there you go. That wipes out lots of pensions. So it's something to consider. What was the question again?
Well, basically, it's simply going into the fact that, you know, how low is the dollar going to go, do you think?
Well, first of all, it depends upon what the Fed does with interest rates. And I think they'll keep them unchanged in June, into January. And I said this last June, and I've been right. Now, again, if they stay the same, or they lower rates to save the economy, the dollar will collapse and it'll go down to somewhere between 55 to 40 on the dollar index, which is seven currencies which are weighted against the dollar. Half of that position in that weighting is with the euro, and 20% is with the British pound. And so that makes up 70%. And I expect that 80 will be tested. It's 83.5 approximately right now. And even if they don't lower interest rates, if they do, I think the game's over. The dollar will just plunge. On the other hand, when the dollar plunges, even though they've lowered interest rates to save the economy, they've only bought 6 months, a year, maybe. And the plunging of the dollar is going to wreak havoc with the American economy. So there's no place for them to go. They're in a box and they can't get out.
Well, now, what happens if they raise interest rates, because they're raising interest rates over in Europe, because they want to attract investments. And we really should be doing the same thing. The only trouble is that that will make it, of course, much more expensive to borrow money. It will slow down our economy, but it would certainly attract investments from other countries.
Well, it's the prudent thing to do to raise rates. We've had two raises in the last 6 months in the EC, the European Central Bank, and the Bank of England, and I'm expecting one each more shortly in December for the pound, and as well as in the European Central Bank, and that puts, if that happens, which I believe it will, and I've been dead on in interest rates, what happens is that puts the dollar-denominated assets 0.75 point in yield more or less desirable than assets that are denominated in euros and in pounds. And so the best thing they could do is raise rates early in the year, 0.25 point, and keep the dollar competitive and hope for the best. And if they continue to raise rates in Europe, they're going to have to continue to raise them in the United States, or the dollar will break 80. And so I think that's the best way for them to go. Eventually, it's going to collapse anyway. But at least they buy more time. And then that would be solid time. The real estate market's going to come down because there's too many houses for sale and there's too few people to qualify. We've had these exotic mortgages, which have been prevalent from 2003, 4, and 5, and 6. And the ones that are in worse shape are the ones that were written in 2006. These are the no-document loans. You just walk in, the house is $400,000. You say, I want it. And they say, you got it. Incredible.
Well, I feel an awful lot of these people are going to end up losing their homes and going to be very bitter, and understandably so, because they've been giving this expectation that, they're going to get this house and they just don't have to have the amount of money to pay for it, that somehow or other it's all going to work out. And when this suddenly turns against them and they get foreclosed on and they lose even what little money they already have invested, and then they're really out in the street, there are going to be a lot of very angry and bitter people, don't you think?
Believe me, that is an understatement. It's going to hit them like a bolt of lightning. Why didn't they tell us? How are we supposed to know? What are they doing to us? And they're going to start looking for answers. They're going to say, who did this? And that's why we have the Patriot Act and the Military Commission and the Warner Act and which are tapping your phones and being able to torture people, and it just that's why they exist, because they know this is coming.
And of course, everybody who thinks that this has anything to do with what's going on in Iraq is a great diversion, and until people understand that, as our attention is focused on what's happening overseas, where our boys are supposedly fighting for democracy, we're losing our freedom here at home. It's the old trick of the sleight-of-hand expert. You're watching the one hand, but you're not watching what the other hand is doing. Well, our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Our guest this afternoon is Bob Chapman, who certainly is one of the more astute observers of what's going on as far as the economy is concerned. And Bob, of course, if you get his international forecaster, has certainly one of the most insightful articles and certainly publications out there. I learn a lot from it. I look forward to getting it every week, and I'm sure you will as well. Well, Bob, is the number of people subscribing increasing, or what's happening?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because they are. And that is not prevalent throughout the industry of newsletters. In fact, I recently saw a good newsletter that had dropped, made a special offer of $39 for a $160 publication, and that can only denote that they got a problem. And that particular publication spent $400,000 in the last 3 years setting out tabloid pieces in order to get new subscribers. And so being able to increase your subscription base when there's very little interest in gold and silver-related assets yet among the general public is very, very good. And I want to thank all of you people out there who have subscribed. We appreciate it very much. And as you know, we put a lot of work in every week on the email version. We're publishing 70 pages a week. And I don't have to tell you that, Stan, because you already know.
I know. It's a job to read it. Well, you know, certainly as far as the what's happening, is there any good gold or silver mines? They don't seem to be doing very well. So the gold corps have really sort of dropped out of bed. But, you know, do you think that the gold and silver stocks are going to go up down the line?
Well, I think they'll all go up. Some will go up a lot more than others. Our stocks that we've recommended have done very, very well. We recently had one go from 85 cents Canadian to $6 this morning. And I've told everybody to hold on because I'm looking for much higher prices. And we have a few others that, one of which I expect to break out here this week. They halted trading because they have a number of deals going. And the other two will come along in time.
Well, we're not going to have time to tell the people who they are. They're just going to have to get your newsletter and find out. Again, our guest is Bob
Chapman.
Oh,
that would be a great idea. Get a free copy, and if you have any questions.
American Discount Home Medical Equipment sells at discount prices. We sell wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, hospital beds, commodes, fast safety products, walkers, and other items needed for the care of your loved one at home. Our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. We sell at one half of retail price or less. We have free shipping and no sales tax for any shipment outside of California. You can expect to receive the item within 7 days. Our website address is www.home-med-equip.com. Again, our phone number is 1-800-956-6616.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, if you'd really like to get some knowledge about what's really happening financially, let me suggest my talk on the financial tsunami. You can get it in the DVD or in the video. And then, of course, with that, the Financial Tsunami Syllabus. Financial Tsunami Syllabus. Let me suggest some of the other things we have. We have something called Iraq, the Untold Story, and you get that video, or, and of course, you can get the syllabus right along with it, and all sorts of documentation to help you understand all of the wars of the last century. Every single one of them was contrived. I mean, the Gulf of Tonkin incident was contrived, and 58,000 American men died, and nobody's ever been held responsible. Aw, shucks, it just happened, and we don't know who's responsible. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that they do know who's responsible, but those people responsible for mass murder are very, very seldom, you know, ever helped to answer for their crimes. And believe me, of course, the Iraq, the Untold Story video syllabus we recommend, if you'd like to understand the population control influence that's going on today, you need to get my talk on the hidden agenda. And then the syllabus goes without to cover fluoride, but it also goes in the background of so many of the other things that really deal with population control. If you've never read the National Security Study Memorandum that came out over Henry Kissinger's signatures back in 1974, we carry that. We have the complete text. It's maybe 30 or 40 pages of Dr. MacArthur's testimony before the House Appropriations Committee back in 1969, where he asked for $10 million to create a new disease for which there is no immune response. It'll take 10 years. They want $10 million, and it's a new method of mass killing. Those are his words, not mine. We have all of these documents. You need to get them. You need to, of course, help us circulate them. You need to help us get them to others. And again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We even have a special on population control, my talk on planned population reduction, our four-tape set on population control that goes into the DDT scam that's probably responsible for close to 100 million deaths going back to 1973 when we banned DDT and put pressure on the rest of the world to stop using the safest of all the insecticides. And in fact, actually, they found that in communities where they actually had, where they were producing it, people worked with plants there, had a lower rate of cancer, and that's probably one reason they wanted to do away with it. After all, aren't there too many people in the world? Don't we really need to do away with lots of them, with new diseases, and of course, with the mercury and the vaccines we're giving them, and these little kids thinking we're there to help? After all, are we there to help? I would like to suggest we're not there to help. That's why you need to see my talk on plant population reduction. And, of course, you can get either the DVD or the video of that. To understand the spiritual component, you need, of course, to get the videos. They sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. Sidney Megiddo 1. Megiddo 2, they're two different DVDs, excellent stories to tie together the spiritual battle, certainly the secret mysteries of America's beginning, excellent 2.5-hour DVD, Rape of the Soul, the story of embedded images in Catholic art put together by a Catholic. You need to read Malachi Martin's excellent book, Hostage to the Devil. Hostage to the Devil. And then, of course, you can get a special deal on the Malachi Martin interviews if you'd like to. We have 4 interviews with Malachi Martin. And so if you're Catholic, even if you're not a Catholic, you'll enjoy his wit and his humor, and also his warning about the satanic ceremonies that have been held in the basement of the Vatican. And he writes about that in Windswept House and Off the Air. He told me, yes, certainly, this really happened. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. Please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And we'll be back here in just a moment for the next hour here at Radio Liberty.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals, or foul tastes and odors.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Star 5 KU Band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and, well, right now we have on this line Mr. William Kennedy, and we're going to be talking about his new book, Satanic Crimes. And, of course, you know I study a lot about these various things. But I will tell you, there is so much in this book that has not been covered elsewhere. It makes it very, very worthwhile. And certainly, one of the better books we had was a book called, written by Maury Torrey, The Ultimate Evil, but the book's out of print. You can't get it. And here you cover so much of the material that's in Maury's book. In a brief, and of course, Maury's book's problem with it was just too long. Nobody's going to read it. This is an easy book to read. Crammed full of information you need to understand about the spiritual battle that's being fought today. William Kennedy, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Stan. And as you said, Satanic Crime is a very reader-friendly book, and I deliberately designed it so that people could read sections of it and retain a lot of information in a very short period of time. So that's quite deliberate on my part. Now, for people who want to go a little deeper, they could get Satanic Crime now at williamhkennedy.com, and it will be available at Radio Liberty in about a week and a half or two at most. And people can get it there, radioliberty.com. And it will give them an overview of Satanism like none other, in such a way as to include a whole other technology I've included. This is an interactive book. You can also go to the Satanic Crime multimedia page, which you can look at for free at williamhkennedy.com. And for every case covered in the book, I have put up a free documentary film through YouTube and Google Video and Xenu TV and a couple of other places. So if you read about Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, or David Berkowitz, the son of Sam serial killer, you can then go watch a one-hour documentary on the cases. And this really reinforces people's understanding of Satanism. Now, I also cover the Skull and Bone Society, which is a fraternity at Yale, and it's about to be the subject of a major motion picture called The Good Shepherd, starring Matt Damon and Robert De Niro. This traces the history of the CIA from the Skull and Bones Society. Matt Damon plays a Skull and Bones member in it. It's a fictional character. But it shows about the founding of the CIA as a Skull and Bones spinoff. Now, that is a movie and a Hollywood production and a work of fiction. If you want the solid facts, the true story behind The Good Shepherd, you'd really want to read Satanic Crime, A Threat in the New Millennium, because I demonstrate how the Skull and Bones Society extends to two other major organizations and several other minion organizations. So I'm going to give you a complete history of Satanism in a very effective and reader-friendly manner, which also is the first book to tie in satanic criminals like serial killers with elite Satanists like Skull and Bonesmen.
And of course what's amazing is that there's organized effort on the part of, say, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or certainly people within the police force to play this down. Now, there are certain people in the police force who are well aware of this and very concerned about it. there are other people who are very well aware of it, and they don't want you to be well aware of it. And that, of course, is why we don't hear more about these satanic crimes, which most people have never heard. That David Berkovitz, the son of Sam Keller, and you remember the story, was simply part of a cult. It was known as the Process Church of the Final Judgment, a satanic group, or at least an offshoot of a satanic group, that of course permeated when it was in force, literally every aspect of our society. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest is David Berkovitz. Our guest here is William Kennedy, and we're going to be talking about his book, Satanic Crimes, and you'll be fascinated by this. A lot of people say, well, of course, what does that have to do with me? And what you have to understand, it has everything to do with you if you're out there in the listening audience, because there really are satanic organizations that operate locally and at the state level. Yes, and even at the national and international level. And this satanic movement permeates every aspect of our society, and the fact you're not hearing about it simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. William Kennedy, please, if you want to be a little repetitive, brought some new stations on board, so don't be afraid to repeat what you said earlier.
Oh, very good, Dr. Stan. I'm offering a book called Satanic Crime, A Threat in the New Millennium. It's available right now at williamhkennedy.com. It will be available at radioliberty.com in a couple weeks. And basically, this book is an outline of Satanism from the 1800s through the new millennium. And you will get an overview of Satanism in a reader-friendly fashion. And I go through everything. Aleister Crowley, Anton LaVey, the founder of the Church of Satan, Michael Aquino, the founder of the Temple of Set, what their followers are doing today, like Boyd Rice and Shane Bugbee. I give a panoramic view of Satanism, and I also give a lot of case studies of serial killers who are also Satanists, like David Berkowitz, who you mentioned earlier, and a variety of other people, Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker. And I also cover a lot of cases that aren't heard much in the United States that are deliberately downplayed by the mainstream media, like Varg Vikernes, who was the Wolfman of Norway. He, in the mid-90s, burnt down a bunch of churches in Norway, very old medieval churches, and murdered his best friend. He's currently in prison. And because of his actions, the government of Norway had barred the Satanic Bible. They no longer allow it to be sold in Norway, and they don't like it shipped in. Now, you would think that the binning of a book in another country would be big news, but it hasn't, because they downplayed it. And Satanic Crime is the place to get the hard facts about what's going on in Satanism in the world today, including elite Satanists. As I said earlier, there is a film coming out called The Good Shepherd, starring Robert De Niro and Matt Damon, which deals with the Skull and Bone Society, a fraternity at Yale. And it chronicles how the Skull and Bone Society founded the Central Intelligence Agency. Matt Damon plays a young man.
Hold that off. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is William Kennedy. His book is Satanic Crimes. Fascinating reading, fascinating book. And goes into the relationship between Charles Manson and of course, David Berkovitz, and, of course, Richard Ramirez, and so many of these serial killers. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they're not just simply here. They're all throughout the world. And, of course, one of the most fascinating parts of the book is the discussion of the relationship between satanic crimes and pedophile rings and an organization that we often refer to called the Bilderbergers, made up of the most wealthy men in Europe and in the United States. And, of course, the Bilderbergers have been around since 1953. They are never mentioned in the media because their members control the media. And, of course, until the last year or so, you could never find any mention in any American newspaper. You know, here where we have freedom of the press, you'd think they could be mentioned, but until this last year, I don't think there was any mention in any American newspaper about the Bilderbergers for a period of over 52 years from the inception. Why? Because the most powerful men in the world are members. But what does this tie into pedophilia and these satanic crimes?
Well, Dr. Stan, in the mid-90s, there was a serial killer and Satanist named Marc Dutroux, who were arrested in Belgium for kidnapping children, keeping them in dungeons in a series of houses he owned, and selling them to a rich pedophile ring. He was captured by the Belgium authorities, and as it turned out, he had a pedophile ring of three other people who were also tried with him in Belgium, and they were sent to prison. Now, as it turned out during this investigation, that he was actually selling these children to very rich people who were also members of the Bilderberg Group.
And because this was known well in Europe, totally blacked out here in the United States. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, that's a very fair statement. None of the major networks or CNN or anything like that covered it. And when you consider that in The Hague, there, in 1996, 350,000 people protested the actions of the satanic pedophile Bilderberg ring. Now, Marc Dutroux was associated with a satanic group in his area, which was cleared of charges, but he was definitely a Satanist. And he was selling these children through an associate of his named Michel Nuall, who was just actually freed. And Nuall was the middleman between the elite Bilderbergs and the Satanist pedophile killer Dutroux. And as the case went on, all sorts of people were named, prominent members of the Bilderbergers who were involved with sexually abusing children in ritualistic situations. I will name two of them outright right now. King Alfier II of Brussels, of Belgium, was mentioned, as was Elio De Rupo, who is a very big and important Belgian politician, a big player in the EU and a Bilderberger. And he's a gay man, and he is also kind of the Barney Frank of Europe. And he was named as being involved with sexually abusing preteen children. Now, as you said, Dr. Stan, no one here has heard about it because the major networks blacked it out.
You said 350,000
people? 350,000 people, well over a quarter of a million people in 1996, protested at The Hague in Belgium. It was barely covered in the U.S. press. If you ask people who Marc Dutroux is, don't know, he's the Charles Manson of Europe. He's as big and as notorious a figure as Charles Manson is in the United States, yet no one here has heard of him. And that's what I'm really trying to bring out in Satanic Crime. I'm trying to educate and inform the general public in a very reader-friendly and easy fashion what is really happening in the world right now, and it's quite alarming. I'm very proud of this book, but I also think it's a very, very important book for people to read because I put all these puzzle pieces together and I back up what I say with hard, incontrovertible facts. Now, when mainstream media, the coverage they do give these stories, they're usually put on the back burner of reporting. They're never on the front page of newspaper. They're buried in a little corner. They're never on the front web page of major news agencies. They're buried deep. I've dug all of these stories out for the general public. They can check all of my facts, and I offer incontrovertible proof that the very top richest people in the world are involved with satanic pedophilia, and they sometimes use satanic serial killers for their bidding to harass the general population.
And, of course, we've been aware of this for some time. There's an organization, the New Group of World Servers, which is a front for Lucius Trust. And if you go to their website and look up the people who finance them, some of the richest men in the United States or their foundations are financing the New Group of World Servers, which is a front for the Lucius Trust, which, of course, Lucius really is a short name for Lucifer. Anyway, of course, people say, they sort of shrug their shoulders and they say, well, that really can't be going on. And what do you say to them, William, when they said, well, if this was true, I mean, everybody would know it?
Well, you have to understand, Dr. Stan, the devil's greatest ally is apathy. The I don't know, I don't care attitude. And that's the greatest thing I face. What I try to do with skeptical people is I just try and throw a few hard facts at them. For example, if you go to a Blockbuster Video and you walk across the new releases aisle, which is around the store, you will find yourself bombarded with satanic and sexual images. You know, and when you think about it, we always are bombarded with satanic and sexual images on TV and in Blockbuster Video, and that's deliberately by design. A lot of thought goes into how a Blockbuster Video is set up and how your cable stations are set up. And when I get people thinking just about that, that usually it's a good apologetics tool to get them at least thinking about the Satanism around them. And from there, I use that as a springboard to go into these other things. So for anyone out there who wants to deal with skeptics, just get them thinking about the Satanism that's already thrown at them.
All right. Of course, then you have a section in your book about Skull and Bones. People do not understand this is a true secret society. It is a Luciferian secret society. They only take in 15 men a year, and these are the people who rule our nation. They certainly control the Council on Foreign Relations. Their people are always in key positions in government. It was certainly Henry Stimson, who got America, he was Secretary of the War, helped to get America into World War II. It was McGeorge Bundy, his good friend, a member of Skull and Bones, it was McGeorge Bundy, who got America into Vietnam, and of course the Gulf of Tonkin incident, the phony Gulf of Tonkin incident. These people seem to relish a horror and death and carnage, don't they?
Oh, yes, Dr. Stan. Remember, the Skull and Bone Society is exactly what it sounds like. It is a death cult. And what initiates do, and this includes George W. Bush and John Kerry, our two presidential candidates in the 2004 election, as part of their initiation at the Skull and Bones headquarters at Yale, which is called the Tombs, they knelt before a devil figure. One of the students was dressed up like Lucifer. And they took their final vows of loyalty to the organization under a figure of Lucifer. Consequently, they are Satanists, and they are devil worshippers. Now, a lot of other people misunderstand that, like Alexandra Robbins, as good as her book was, and you've had her on the show. What she doesn't realize is that you don't have to go to a satanic service every, you know, Friday night to be a Satanist. You only have to sell your soul once in this lifetime to Lucifer, and it's good for all eternity unless you renounce your vows and denounce the organization. Anything less than that, you are still a Satanist. You never have to go to another satanic ritual again. You can go to church every day of the week and read the Bible every day, and you are still a Satanist technically.
And of course, it's so difficult for people to understand that this is not simply a college fraternity. This is a true secret society. In fact, when both President Bush and John Kerry were asked, I think it was Tim Russert, and we actually have the clips in one of the videos we carry, both of them were asked the same question: what about Skull and Bones? And both of them replied, oh, this is so secret that we can't discuss it. Now, where is their true loyalty? Is their loyalty to the United States and to our Constitution? Is their loyalty to this secret society that they pledged their allegiance to when they were at Yale University? Has either one of the men renounced their allegiance to it? No.
No, Dr. Stan. They certainly have not. In fact, they remained evasive on Tim Russert's show, Meet the Press, and they still won't talk about it at all. And the thing is, Dr. Stan, what you have to remember is the Skull and Bones have infiltrated every major organization in this country, and I'll give you two quick examples. The head of the JFK Library in Boston, John Shattuck, is a Skull and Bones member, and that is very much a temple of progressive liberalism. Now, the Cato Institute, which is allegedly a libertarian organization, has Fred Smith, who's a Skull and Bonesman and the founder of Federal Express, on its advisory committee. So when you look at these different organizations that seem to have radically different ideologies, when you look behind them, you quickly find a Skull and Bonesman who are the rudder of these organizations, and they merely manipulate them to their own ends.
Well, because they control both the conservative movement and the liberal movement.
Well, those terms don't even mean anything. There is a Skull and Bones movement that runs this country and nothing else.
And the average individual doesn't understand. Now, there's very little difference in the policies between the Republicans and Democrats, the right and the left. But there is a common occult background. They're all dedicated to one thing: the New World Order and the New World Religion. And we're told, you know, by our leaders, oh, we all worship the same God. I mean, we worship Allah, and Allah is the same God as the God of the Bible. And I have to ask our listeners, is that really true? Is the God that the Muslims worship the God of the Bible? Are we being misled sometimes by people who have another agenda? Because, of course, they worship a different God. They march to a different trumpet. They dream a different dream. and our leaders are intent upon a world government, leaders of both political parties. That's why they're not trying to stop immigration. That's why they have a catch-and-release program of the people that they pick up at the border. That's why they refuse to enforce our immigration laws. And that's why our boys are fighting overseas as a great diversion. Well, William, why don't you just go right ahead and pick up on your story?
Well, very good, Dr. Stan. Just to recap a bit, I have a book out called Satanic Crime, A Threat in the New Millennium, and it is a survey of Satanism in the modern world with an emphasis on serial killers who are also Satanists. I cover the Columbine case very carefully in this book, and I discovered some new evidence. Harrison Klebold, the Columbine shooters, were actually part of a larger satanic cult. The Trenchcoat Mafia was one branch of it, but there was a much larger satanic cult at the Columbine School. And one of the victims that he killed in the shooting, the Bernal girl, Cassie Bernal, was actually a member of this satanic cult, and I believe she was in the same one with Harrison Klebold. Now, this satanic cult gave her notes and was ordering her to murder her parents. And her parents moved away, and she enrolled at Columbine to get away from this satanic cult who were harassing her. Now, the day Eric Harrison Klebold walked in 1999 and started killing people at Columbine High School, they deliberately targeted Cassie Bernal. And I have the actual true story. There's been a lot of controversy about it. I have the testimony of the girl who was next to Cassie Bernal in the library at Columbine High School on that horrible day, and this was reported in the British press, and this is basically what happened. Eric Harris pulled Cassie Bernal out from under the table. You know, she screamed, you know, leave me alone. And what Eric Harris did is he held the gun to her head and kept saying, I'm your God now, I'm your God now. And Cassie Bernal twice said, you are not my God, you are not my God. And Eric Harris killed her. Now, that proves that Cassie Bernal died a martyr, and there was a lot of controversy about what happened in there because of the official report. I got the square scoop on the Columbine shootings like no other book out there, and you will see that Cassie Bernal is a legitimate Christian martyr. Eric Harris tried to make her break the First Commandment, and she chose to die rather than do that, which by Christian standards makes her a Christian. She left the satanic cult and became a born-again Christian and was murdered by Eric Harris.
Well, now, did her family know about the satanic cult?
Oh, yes. They wrote quite a bit about it in a book they wrote about their daughter. And there was the controversy came in that the official there was some controversy in the official report about what happened, but I got it straight from the girl from a newspaper article that was right next to Cassie Bernal. Yes, her parents found out about this satanic group, and they even found the notes which were ordering their daughter to murder them. You know, this cult ordered her to murder her parents and kill herself.
Oh, Chris, was this a book that they wrote, or what?
Yes, this was in the book that Cassie Bernal's parents wrote. Definitely so.
You know, because we never heard of that. I've never heard that story before. So I guess there's a, you know, there's so much in the book, really, that is so important for people to get, because you're not going to get the truth from the controlled media in the United States. Was there more to, I mean, there must have been something more to what was really going on at Columbine. I don't think we've ever heard the truth. They've actually sealed a lot of the records there. Do you have any idea why the police didn't go in earlier and try to stop this?
Well, it was a very bizarre circumstance, and I don't want to condemn the police offhand because this was a very new situation for them. You know, they didn't know what quite was going on in there.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with William Kennedy. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest, of course, is William Kennedy, and he's giving us a little different slant on what went on at Columbine. Of course, we've heard about Columbine, you know, so many articles, but how many people have ever heard that the girl, Cassie Bernal, who the name is familiar to many people who've studied this because, of course, she was killed because she had she was a Christian, but of course she had been a member of a satanic cult. So why don't you tell that story again for our listeners?
Okay, Dr. Stan. Cassie Bernal was a student at Columbine High School who had belonged to a satanic cult, and her parents had moved away from their old house because she had left the satanic cult and became a born-again Christian. Her mother discovered some letters from this cult of devil worshippers that ordered her to kill her parents and kill herself. So her parents got her some special counseling. They took her to their pastor, and she went away to a Christian youth group and renounced Satanism. She was much more involved with the satanic cult than her parents realized, because she started harassing them, and the parents wrote it off as just teenage pranks. They did move away from their neighborhood, but on the day Eric Harris deliberately targeted Cassie Bernal, on the day he went in and killed everyone at Columbine, she was killed for the Christian faith. Eric Harris tried to make her say that he was her God, and she would not. She refused to twice. She would not break the first commandment, and she is legitimately a Christian martyr. And I'm saying this as a Roman Catholic, and the Bernal girl was an evangelical Christian, but I would still consider her a Christian martyr, because when the ultimate stress test came, she came out on the side of the Christian.
And of course, it's a story that you're not going to hear, because there's an organized effort, coordinated and very carefully controlled effort, to keep the American people from being aware of the spiritual component to everything that is going on today, that there is another dimension, that there really are demonic beings. They're manifested in many, many ways. And, of course, one of them certainly is in the satanic cults that permeate our society, and most people are totally unaware of them. They think they're sort of funny. They think at first the devil's going to be wearing red tights and horns and a pitchfork. And, of course, some people, of course, try to perpetuate that myth, but that's not really what it's all about, is it?
No, it isn't, Dr. Stan. There is a concerted effort of rich Satanists who are seeking to undermine our civil liberties and control the economic and political destiny of the human race. And that I prove this incontrovertibly in Satanic Crime. One would have to be willfully ignorant to deny what I'm saying in this book if they really look at the evidence and really look at the sources I use to back what I say. Only a willfully ignorant or some person or someone who works for the people I attack would ridicule or find fault with what I'm saying. It's pretty tough to argue against. Now, this book is, people can take a look at my Satanic Crime multimedia page at williamhkennedy.com, and they can see some of the information I have in the book. I could get a lot more hard facts into a book than I ever could onto a web page, so the Satanic Crime multimedia page is more of a supplement to the book. The book will give you a solid and complete understanding of Satanism in the new millennium, unlike any other resource out there. I wrote this book because it needed to be written. There was no other book like this. I looked for one for a long, long time. And I came to some books that were close or some books that had half the information, but I pulled it all together for everyone in a simple, readable fashion, and it's well worth anyone's time to get it. I'm very happy with this book. I'm very pleased. The cover art for it was featured in a major New York art exhibition at the Derek Eller Gallery on West 27th Street. So it has impacted the world of art a bit, which I was quite surprised and pleased with. I have a lot of great serendipity over that. You know, I deal with a lot of darkness, and to be acknowledged for some creative activity is a very wonderful thing, and I feel very blessed for that. But that doesn't take away from the hard facts I'm just trying to get out there for people. And it's their right to know that the world is being run by a Luciferian cabal. And if you're not aware of that, you won't understand anything else that's happening in the world.
And, of course, these are people who have literally sold their souls to the devil.
They definitely have, yep.
And they've got great wealth and great power and great prestige. And, of course, they will spend their eternity in hell. These ideas of hell and judgment and certainly, the idea that certainly God does send a withdrawal of support from people that go to hell, that he withdraws the support from nations and nations are destroyed. This is not imaginary. It's very real. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is William Kennedy, and we're talking about his book, Satanic Crimes. And certainly, it has a section in there, certainly on Anton LaVey. And would you like to talk a little bit about Anton LaVey? Here is a man who, in many ways, of course, tried to play up and profit from this whole sensationalism of Satanism with the Satanic Bible and the other things he did. Who was he? What was his impact? And how does he impact upon our society today, even though he's gone to be with his Lord?
Well, Anton LaVey's real name was Howard Stanton Levy, and he was born in the San Francisco Bay Area in 1932. Now, in the late 40s, he dropped out of high school, and he started frequenting a satanic cult in Berkeley, California, called the Ordo Templi Orientis, which was started by a fellow named Aleister Crowley. Now, when he was there, he met another fellow named Kenneth Anger, who was an actor, filmmaker, and pornographer. He did all the films for the Kinsey sex study. And together they became students of the occult, and over time they started to hold pay seminars. You had to pay to go to their seminars, and they would give lectures on occult topics. Now, they were very knowledgeable in occultism. They did do a thorough study of it for many years, and in 1966, Howard Stanton Levy changed his name to Anton Zandor LaVey and founded the Church of Satan in California. Now, LaVey also was, that people don't know about, is he was pretty much a pimp. He had been pimping women since he was in his teens. He was a keyboardist at burlesque houses and later on at strip joints in the San Francisco Bay Area. He got these jobs because his uncle was one of Al Capone's henchmen, and the Chicago mob controlled the West Coast in those days. And eventually he started pimping women. One of the women he pimped and used in a strip show was Susan Atkins. She played a vampire in one of his stage shows. He used to have strip shows, and he would call them religious ceremonies so he wouldn't have to pay taxes. He got tax relief from doing that. Now, Susan Atkins, as I said, played a vampire in these strip shows, and she would come out of a coffin and, you know, do luring dances to the audience. She became a household name 2 years later. She left the Church of Satan, joined up with Charles Manson, and subsequently found herself licking the blood of Susan Atkins off of her fingers. She was involved with the Charles Manson Helter Skelter murders. She was a member of the Church of Satan. Now, another member of the Church of Satan who was involved with Manson was Bobby Beausoleil. He was
hold that thought right there, please, William. We'll be back in just a moment.
Very
here
good.
At Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is William Kennedy. We're talking about his book, Satanic Crimes. And, of course, most people don't understand that the Charles Manson cult, the family, was actually a satanic cult, and there's a strong tie into Satanism, and certainly some of these people were intimately involved with Anton LaVey, the head of the Church of Satan, and then indirectly related to the First Church of the Final Judgment, from whence comes David Berkowitz and the Son of Sam killers, which involved a lot of people who have never been prosecuted, because there were people back in the New York Police Department had no intention of trying to find the rest of the people in that cult. Other people did, wanted to find out, and of course really closed the case, but there were people there, very powerful people, who would not allow a complete investigation. So you pick up the story there, William.
Oh, yeah, very good, Dr. Stan. Just to get back to a bit about Anton LaVey, over time he pimped more and more women. Now, he wouldn't work. He lived off his disciples, and he started selling the degrees of the Church of Satan for high sums of money. So he lost a lot of followers in the mid-70s. His primary follower, Dr. Michael Occhino, founded the Temple of Set. And LaVey, for the rest of his life, lived off handouts and welfare. Now, he was also arrested for wife beating in 1986. I saw the report on that. He was a very vicious man. He abused both of his wives. His daughter, Zena LaVey, contends that he used to abuse the many animals he had with a cattle prod. LaVey also, this is a very, very strange story. There's a rumor that Anton LaVey fathered a child with his own daughter, Zena LaVey, who had a boy named Stanton LaVey, who is now an adult and is taking a big role in the Church of Satan. I cover all this in Satanic Crime. And no one knows who Stanton LaVey's father is. He looks exactly like Anton LaVey. And there's been a lot of debate. It's suspected that Zena LaVey became impregnated by her father. Now, Zena and Stanton haven't talked in years. Zena LaVey tried to murder her own son once. This is a Church of Satan that people laugh about and take very lightly, and teenagers and heavy metalers, you know, take with a grain of salt. These people are very screwed up and very crazy, and I hate to see any teenagers or young people get involved with them or anyone like them when you really look what they're like. Now, LaVey, for all his nonsense, he recorded a song about throwing Christians to the lions and throwing bleeding hearts to the lions a few years before he died. He died in 1997 of heart trouble, but ironically enough, he took charity from the Roman Catholic Church for the last few years of his life when he was suffering major cardiac trouble. He went to St. Mary's Roman Catholic Hospital in San Francisco and took full free care because he was on welfare. He didn't go to the city hospital, which, you know, has lesser quality standards. He went with his hat in hand to the Roman Catholic Church and took charity from them. This was the big bad social Darwinist Satanist who said the weak should die and the strong should prosper. When he needed Christian charity, he was the first one in line to take it. He died a pathetic hypocrite.
Well, of course, but he had a tremendous impact, you know, on many, many people's lives. What was the relationship between certainly Charles Manson and LaVey?
Now, LaVey and Manson, as I said, they never met personally, to anyone's knowledge, but they were ideologically connected because, as I said, Susan Atkins and Bobby Beausoleil started in the Church of Satan and graduated onto the Manson family cult. Now, it's very, very bizarre because the primary and most famous Satanist, and I cover this in the book as well, is one of Anton LaVey's followers, a fellow named Boyd Rice, who is a musician and a writer. He has emerged as the most famous and popular Satanist alive today. It's very, very strange. He, in the late 90s, adopted the Cross of Lorraine as his personal standard. He wears it around its neck. It's like a cross with two bars instead of one. And in two situations, this came up in Satanic Crimes and Murders. One was the Pamela Vitale murder. The guy, Steve Dolesky, who killed her, carved a Cross of Lorraine in her back. And recently, they released Eric Harris's personal papers. I have those on the Satanic Crime webpage. Everyone can look at them. And in his doodles, he did a lot of satanic drawings. He draws a Cross of Lorraine. So, now, I'm not saying that Boyd Rice is criminally responsible for any crime, but you see the symbols that the primary promoter of Satanism in the world today adopts. And they all of a sudden turn up in crimes. And they are, in that sense, Boyd Rice is somehow, in a bizarre way, influencing satanic criminals. It's pretty obvious, you know, when they carve the same Lorraine Cross symbol into a victim and then you find it in Eric Harris's artwork, it becomes very disturbing and upsetting and you wonder what is behind it all. Now, even bizarrely enough, Boyd Rice took responsibility for the Columbine shootings, and you can hear this song on the Satanic Crime multimedia page, in a very bizarre way he admitted it. He said, concerning the lyrics of the song go, concerning the Columbine shootings, Boyd Rice is the one who did it, now I heard the secret news. This is right on his webpage, and I link to it from my Satanic Crime webpage. So my book, Satanic Crime, and the software around it in the movies will give you, as I said, the most complete overview of Satanism I believe you can get out there. There's no other better book. If there was one, I'd be promoting that instead.
Well, right now, why don't you get your website out and tell people how they can get to your website and, of course, how then they can get on, then begin to link to these other websites and actually see so many of these movies. They're there. This is not imaginary. It's real. But it's the only way you can understand what's really going on in the world today is to understand that there really are demonic forces out there that are energizing these people. And, of course, drawing them into this web of murder and violence and sadism, which, of course, is so prevalent and increasingly prevalent in our world today. So how can people get in touch with your website? How can they get your material?
Okay, they just have to go to williamhkennedy.com, and they can look at the free materials. There's web links right there to the Satanic Crime Multimedia page. I also put one on Wicca and witchcraft and crime. There's a lot involved there. So they can look at those for free at williamhkennedy.com, and there's also information on ordering my book. Either you can get it as a bound book or as a PDF file as an e-book. But I really want to urge people to take a look at this material. It's unique. You won't get anything else like it. It's williamhkennedy.com, and it will be up at radioliberty.com very soon.
All right. Now, of course, you get it all into the Bohemian Grove.
Oh, the Bohemian Grove is an organization that was started in 1872 in San Francisco, and it is a rich men's club built by railroad tycoons and various Nouveau Riche people in California. Now, they bought a big tract of land in Northern California in Sonoma County, and they have a yearly ritual there where they perform a mock human sacrifice before an owl deity. And they dress up in Ku Klux Klan-type outfits, and it's a very strange thing to see. I know you carry the film by Alex Jones that chronicles a lot of this, but the people who have paid homage to this bizarre owl god in this bonfire mock ritual are people like Arnold Schwarzenegger, George W. Bush, both Bushes, Karl Rove, Jimmy Carter, Walter Cronkite, Art Linkletter, Ronald Reagan. Richard Nixon said the Bohemian Grove was a homosexual organization with a different agenda. They have that on some White House tapes that were recently released.
Well, I think that Richard Nixon, he didn't like it, but he went there anyway because he wanted the context, and I think probably the same was true with Reagan, wouldn't you say?
Oh, definitely so. People join these organizations for their own ends and to align with people who can give them money and power. It's a lot like the Sicilian Mafia. You know, most people don't want to join a group like the Sicilian Mafia, but if that's the only way they can get best riches and power, they will do so. It's the same with organizations like the Bohemian Grove. Now, not everyone goes there and wants to particularly pay homage to an owl god, but if that's the only way they can get wealth and power, they will do so. Many members might even be atheists and think it's a lot of nonsense. That's not the point. The point is that the very wealthiest people in this world and who run this country perform this bizarre owl ritual, whatever their beliefs are, and ultimately to get to the pinnacle of power to control the political and economic destiny of the human race, you have to belong to one of these secret societies or do the bidding of one of these secret societies. And that's the hard fact of the situation, and that's the world we live in. And I just want to give people the hard facts with this book, Satanic Crime.
Well, of course, you know, we talk about certainly the Bohemian Grove. We talk about Skull and Bones. We talk about the Bilderbergers. These are three of the most powerful organizations in the world today.
Well, it's quite amazing. And I should point out, Dr. Stan, I also make a link in my book that a lot of Skull and Bones men are also Bohemian Grove members and Bilderbergers, and that would be our president. He has been to Bilderberg meetings, he's a Skull and Bones man, and he is a Bohemian Grove member. So these are interlocking organizations with a lot of lap-over membership. Now, the Council on Foreign Relations, that would be a minion organization that is ultimately controlled by these upper-level secret societies. And the same is true of the Trilateral Commission. Now, not everyone who they ask to join these is a devil worshiper, but they are inadvertently minions of devil worshipers, whether they realize it or not or care or not. That is the truth of the situation. And I just want people to understand that. It's a hard fact to get across to people, and I try to do so in the clearest manner with the most backup I can, that this world is controlled by Satanists. And it's a very small handful of Satanists. It's only a few thousand people, and they run everything for the other 6 billion of us on this planet.
What is the relationship between the satanic movement you're describing and the move towards world government today, and, of course, the destruction of the economy of our country and the sovereignty of our country?
Well, what we're really looking at, Dr. Stan, is all of these groups, the Bohemian Grove, Bilderbergers, and Skull and Bones, are moving towards a one-world economy and a one-world government. That's a fact. I'm just making that as an observation. You know, debt follows you all around the world. If you were in debt in France and you move to China, that debt will follow you there. When we get a one-world economy, the way human beings operate, ultimately you must have a one-world leader, an alpha male, so to speak, who will emerge at the top. And that's what we're really moving towards, whether we realize it or not. Ultimately, it will be an antichrist-type figure. Now, if you're religious, you can call it the antichrist. If you're not religious, you could call it a global tyrant. But the hard fact of the matter is that's what we're moving towards. You know, it doesn't matter if you call this figure Popeye the Sailor. It's still going to amount to the same thing. And when you look at, like, the United States, what they're doing now, they're depriving people of their hard-earned pensions. Social Security is a wreck. You might as well not even pay into it. It's a Ponzi scheme, a pyramid scheme. It's a waste of time and money. With pensions and Social Security and Medicaid collapsing, we have like 70 million baby boomers who are going to face abject poverty as they get old. And again, Dr. Stan, that's deliberately by design by the people who are at the top of this power pyramid. They're pulling, there's a war against the middle class in the United States. They're outsourcing jobs. And there again, this is all to consolidate the wealth of the world into these few people and ultimately into one world leader who will emerge from all of this.
And I think what it's really it's so important for people to understand that when you talk about Bohemian Grove or Bilderbergers or Council on Foreign Relations or certainly all of these societies have one thing in common. They're all moving towards world government. And as our attention is diverted to what's going on in Iraq, we're losing our freedom here at home. Well, certainly as you have an overview of this, and we see these ritual satanic killers, and these, certainly Richard Ramirez was a truly deeply involved in Satanism, wasn't he? What's the common denominator behind Manson, behind David Berkowitz, behind Richard Ramirez, and so many of the other ritual serial killers you write about in your book?
Well, number one, a lot of those people were friends with Anton LaVey or connected to Crowley-type organizations. It's very, very strange. As I say in my book, I call Aleister Crowley the grandfather of modern Satanism because there's a common denominator to all those groups. Like the Process Church was founded by Scientologists. Scientology was founded by L. Ron Hubbard, who took his ideas from Jack Parson, who was a follower of Aleister Crowley, and so on and so on. There's even a chance that George W. Bush's grandmother, Pauline Pierce, had a sexual affair with Aleister Crowley over in France in 1924, and there's a fair chance that Barbara Pierce Bush, George W. Bush's mother, might even be a biological daughter of Aleister Crowley. Pauline Pierce went over there in 1924 with Frank Harris, who was as big a pervert as Crowley, so that the fact that she went over with him pretty makes it clear that she was having an affair with Aleister Crowley. So Crowley is really the common denominator to a great deal of this, and he referred to himself as the Great Beast 666.
And of course, basically, Crowley was a very high degree Mason, wasn't he? As well as
he was a 33rd degree Mason, and his Satanism spurred out of that in the Ordo Templi Orientis, which was a group that went beyond the 33rd degrees of Masonry to 34, 35, 36, up to 360 degrees, which is a full circle, and that's what he was doing in continuing his work. Now, Freemasonry is ultimately another form of Satanism. They worship Lucifer. Manly Palmer Hall had in his famous book, The Lost Keys of Freemasonry, that the Mason learns to control the seething powers of Lucifer. Now, why would anyone want anything to do with the seething powers of Lucifer? You know, that's crazy. But that is what you're really looking at. A lot of these satanic groups out of Masonry as well, and I was quite surprised to find Freemasonry as a common denominator in all of this. I have a lot of information on Freemasonry at williamhkennedy.com on the Aleister Crowley's Cults webpage that people can link to. That's another free page.
And so these things are not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. They're very real. And the fact you're not being told this is simply a reflection of the hold that these people have over most of the mass media, and ultimately over what most Americans think. There is another dimension, it's a spiritual dimension, and we see many, many manifestations. This is UFOs, they're demonic manifestations. I mean, how can they possibly go 500, 5,000 miles an hour and make an abrupt right turn? You can't do that. But you see, they come from another dimension. When you understand that, and that this is really what energizes so many of these people, it all begins to make sense. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program here at Radio Liberty. Well, William, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. You say it's, what, about a week and a half before we'll be able to get some books in we can sell?
Yes, we'll be at Radio Liberty sometime in mid-December 2006. If there's any other bookstores that would like to cover it, it will be handled by Ingram Distributors. They're an international company. Right now, you can get it at williamhkennedy.com. I self-published this through my own publishing house, Mystic Valley Media. And I'm going to direct the film of my first book, Lucifer's Lodge. I've taken over that project, and I'm working on that now. In about a year and a half, I will have a full Lucifer's Lodge documentary about the satanic pedophilia case, just to give people a little appetizer of what's coming up next with me.
All right, voice that while you're speaking now of Lucifer's Lodge really was about the satanic influence within the Catholic Church.
That's right, and I wrote that as a Roman Catholic myself.
Well, it's the if a Protestant was to write it, people would say it's Catholic bashing. I think it's so important that the Catholic people who really do concerned about what's happening to Christendom, take the leadership such as you have.
Well, very good. I'm a Catholic schoolboy, and it's my duty.
Right. Well, God bless you for what you're doing.
Very good. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine.
Bye-bye.
And again, our guest has been William Kennedy, and we'll be talking about his book, Satanic Crimes. We'll get this habit in, hopefully, in a few weeks, and be available here at Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. You can go to williamhkennedy.com, williamhkennedy.com, and get the material that's available there on the website. Fascinating material. So we'll give you insight into these very real organizations. Some of the most powerful men in the world belong to the Bilderbergers, both here in the United States and in England and certainly on the continent. And yet, of course, most people have no idea of the tie-in to these pedophile and satanic rings, and the fact that you could get 350,000 people demonstrating in Europe and not a word in the American media. It gives you an idea of the degree of control they have today over the American media, and ultimately, of course, over what we hear and what we read and what we see and ultimately what we believe. It's about time you understood we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Are there enough people who really care? Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, this is the time when I really need to remind all of our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and quite frankly, we do need your help to keep doing what we're doing and to be able to maintain our shortwave and our internet and our radio and our satellite base that we have. And we've got a great opportunity to reach out across America. We can just keep doing what we're doing, but certainly our income has been somewhat down. I think that some people are feeling the economic pinch. If you're in a position to help us, we'd certainly appreciate hearing from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and our address is, and I think the easiest one to remember would be Post Office Box 999 in Soquel, California, S-O-Q-U-E-L, 95073, Soquel, California, 95073, Post Office Box 999. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will want to get some of the material we have. We have a We have a great, my wife is flashing 969 up on the screen, so I guess I'd prefer we send anything to Post Office Box 969. Then we actually, of course, carry a book called Hostage to the Devil. It's written by Malachi Martin, who we had an opportunity to interview a number of times before he passed away. He was a Jesuit priest, Father Malachi Martin. You can get the book, Hostage to the Devil, and, of course, our four-tape set of interviews with Malachi at a special reduced price if you'd like to get them together or get them separately. But I promise you, you will be introduced to the other dimension when you read Malachi Martin's book. Actually, I first read it back in the early 80s, long before I ever met Father Malachi or had a chance to talk to him. You'll be fascinated by our three interviews with Malachi Martin. And, of course, you can get both the book or the Hostage to the Devil or the 4-8 set, get them both together by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a book written by a man who was into Satanism, came out, and is trying to educate people about this. Of course, he was being opposed by people in the FBI, who was trying to convince police forces across America there were no satanic crimes. Just as exactly as they tried for 30 years to convince somebody, everybody, there was no Cosa Nostra, there was no mafia. It was all imaginary. And they focused our attention on the threat of communism, and completely, of course, did everything we could to draw our attention away from the satanic threat in America, and, of course, from the very real threat of the mafia here. Well, anyway, the book is Diary of a Devil Hunter. We have, of course, the book, the DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. It's almost 3 hours of really a very, very well done. It's an award-winning video that takes you into the background of America's formation and the Christian history of America and the satanic history of America, because there were two forces here at the beginning, one satanic and one Christian, and the Christian was the predominant force initially, but that, of course, has ebbed away. Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, excellent DVDs put out by Chris Pinto, who did these Secret Mysteries. They sold their souls for rock and roll. And you get the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 5-hour, pardon me, the 10-hour versions of that. We've never had anybody who's actually seen the towers of, they sold their souls for rock and roll, who's not told me that it's had a profound impact on their lives, as you realize that many of our leading entertainers in America today, rock stars, are disciples of Aleister Crowley and the devil. That's the sold their souls for rock and roll. Certainly we hope that many of you want to get Pastor Joe Simmel's The Da Vinci Con. It goes into the Hollywood pictures, so many of them you see, and you do not understand the message because it is concealed. And once it's pointed out to you, why, it's just so painfully obvious to see the satanic influence and the Gnostic influence in the films that are coming out of Hollywood today. Again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
On the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Shull. New York's mayor is promising a thorough investigation of the shooting of three apparently unarmed men. Warren Levingston is in New York.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg says he is at the very least deeply disturbed by the estimated 50 shots fired by five police officers at three unarmed men Sunday morning.
It sounds to me like excessive force was used, but that's up to the district attorney to find out.
The mayor spoke after an hour and a half meeting behind closed doors with the police commissioner, the bishop who was going to perform the wedding of the dead man, and a battalion of black elected officials and community leaders. The shooting took place outside a strip club that was under police surveillance. Police sources say one of the officers thought one of the men who was wounded had a gun.
Iraq's president has arrived in Iran to seek help in quietening violence in his country. Iran has invited Iraq and Syria to a summit to address the situation in the region, but Syria has yet to agree to talks. This is IRN.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning